Mijn eind volgen met alles. Gemara says, Ad shalot tisares, if what's it called, he brings Raya, that she had the Bumim before the Erusin. Okay. So then, ha made haguf al cheskos, so lo ika. So we don't have any more that she got the mum the latest time possible, because we know for sure that the mum was there before the Erusin. What's on the father's side? That she should get the ksuba? Because since he was machnes, so it's talking now where she's in the reshus of the husband, he made nesuin, and he one has to bring the raya that the mumim were there before erusin, and he does. He brought raya there's mumim before erusin. In fact, if he brings the raya, the mumim were there before erusin, she doesn't get a ksuba. He divorced her, without a ksuba, because she fooled him. He made a tanai, there should be no mumim. When he married her, there were mumim. They proved it. What are you going to say? Now he was machnes her. He knows their mumim, and he was machnes her anyway. So his mevater is mithnispayas, and he was mevater on the mumim. Right? So that's also a chazaka. No. Adarab, chazaka in other mifayas mumim. There's another chazaka that people don't give up on moving. They don't. They're not mevater on it. So that chazaka goes keneged the what's it called? Keneged the chazaka of ein adam shose the coast of ein boltko. The hamid moment al cheskos. So therefore, since he brought raya that there's the what's it called? The mum were there before erusin. So there's no more cheskos haguf. And the two chazakas, whether he knew about the mumim and was mafayas, or what's it called, we have a chazaka that a person is not mafayas on mumim, they cancel each other out. So therefore, hamotzi mechaver, all right. So therefore, the husband doesn't have to give her a ksuba. Okay, Rashi. Ad shalot tisaris, aval hecha shehevi edim, shirobo ad shalot tisaris, if he brings edim who saw the mumim before the erusin, then hamid haguf al cheskos olekel lemeimer, can't say anymore the cheskos haguf because we know for sure they were born. The cheskos haguf would be that she was born without these mumim, and therefore mislama they came at the latest time after the erusin. But here we have edim that say they came before the erusin, so that chazak is gone. Lo dia shaloha yu babishas kedushin da kaim edim. There are edim that say that these mumim were there before the kedushin. What's the only shayla? Maybe he was mithayis. Right, so and for that there's a chazaka that a person isn't machnes a woman, is not shosa bekos until he's bodik. So he knew about the mumim, and mislami is mafayis. But the connected that there's a chazaka that people are not mispayis with mumim, so they cancel each other out. So therefore, the cheskas mamon hamotzim mechaver of haraya. The hamid mamon al cheskasu ki leke chazaka de gufa. When there's no chazaka de gufa, then we say hamotzim mechaver of haraya. If there's a cheskas haguf, then what's it called? We say the cheskas haguf is stronger than the cheskas mamon, at least according to Ram Gamliel. Okay. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi explains the ratio and the sefer a different way. Right, we had already, there's two pshatim, one that the reish is Rabbi Yeshua and the seif is Rabbi Gamliel. The second one was that it depends where she is. She's in the reshus of the husband already, or the reshus of the father. And now Rav Ashi says a different teretz. Reish amona la'aba biyodcha, the seif amona li biyodcha. When she's in the father's reshus, so who will get the ksuba? The father. Until she has nesuin, everything that she generates goes to the father. So her ksuba from erusin goes to the father. Once she's a nesua, the father's reshus is gone, and she'll get her own ksuba. So since, what's it called, in the reisha, it's the father who's going to get the ksuba, her cheskas haguf won't help for the father. Her chazaka won't help for the father. Her chazaka is her chazaka. But you know, her chazaka won't help the paskin, the father's money. Mashenkin, after Nisuin, it's her money. Her money, her cheskas haguf, will make a difference when it comes to the shail of her money. Okay. Rashi, Ravashi Omar, Mahadar Nomi La'ok Mekulak Rav Gamliel. Ravashi also says, not the Rashi's Rav Shua and the Sefer's Rav Gamliel, the whole thing's Rav Gamliel. The Chazok and the Guf Adifa. Rav Gamliel holds the Chazok, cheskas haguf, that she was born without mumim is stronger than a cheskes mama. The reisha lohachi lo mahanya chazaka dekufa, but in the reisha, right, the reason that the father has to bring the raya, and if he doesn't bring the raya, he loses, and she loses her ksuba, because in the reisha her cheskes haguf, right, lefisha ein hatayna shela, it's not, the tayna is not for her, it's for her father. So the chazaka of the woman can't help for the father. Ela shalavia sheksuba seirisin la'av. As long as she's only in arusa, her ksuba goes to the father. V'havili mona la'abba biyodcha. The taina is, what's it called, my father, you owe my father money. So her chazaka can't help for the father. The gabei av lo amrinim beguf shalo detani cheskosa. Her chazaka can help for tainas of hers, but not tainas of the father. Okay. Eshtei Rav Acha Bered Rav Avya L'Rav Ashi. Moda Rav Meir B'mumin Haru'uyim Lavo Imami Beis Aviha Shal Ha'av L'Havi Raya. Right? Rav Meir is Moda. Mumim Haru'uyim Lavo Imami Beis Aviha. Meaning, mumim that probably were, what's it called, or definitely were there already from the time that, the, before the Erusin. We know for sure these mumim. We'll see in 1 second whatever it is. There the father has to bring a Raya. And the cheskes haguf should be stronger, right? The mayaskin, and what's called a mum haroi lava mavi beis aviha, where it's pretty clear that she had this mum before, be seiras, she had an extra finger, right? It didn't obviously grow after the erusin, right? She was born, so it's a mum that for sure she had when she was married. So what's it called? So what's the my raya? So if that's the case, what can the father bring a raya? We bring a raya what? That he grew afterwards? What's the raya? Raya de rov and yifayisu. No, over here we're saying that you knew about that extra finger and you didn't care. That's what the father's going to have to bring a raya. That the husband knew about it and still he was machnesur. Okay. So that in that kind of case, what's it called? You see that even though it's mona li biyodcha, right? Because she's already in a sua, so it's her thing. You see, the cheskes haguf is not stronger. The father has to bring the raya. So you see from here that you can't say that. You can't say that where it's mona li biyodcha, there we say the cheskes haguf is stronger, but mona la'abba biyodcha, then we don't use the cheskes haguf, because even in the case of mona li biyodcha, after nesuin, if it's a mum that we know for sure was there before, and the father can only bring a raya that the husband didn't care about it, right, and, but it's the girl's money, she's going to get the ksuba, still we don't say that that the chazaka is stronger than the cheskes mama. Rashi. Moder of Meir, Garcina betosefta. Afagav the Omer nichnasol reshus abal, al habalo haviraya. Even though normally when she already after nesuin, the husband's the one who has to bring the raya. Moder hu b'mumin haruim lovimah. By mumin that we know for sure she had before. She was born with them. There, the father still has to bring a raya. Now we think that it's even mumim that are a suffix, but are probably from before. So there is a cheskes haguf. So if there's a cheskes haguf, why don't we say, when we say that the only reason you don't go after the cheskes haguf, Rav Ashi said, is because it's not her taina, it's when she's still in arusa, and therefore it's the father's taina, so her cheskes haguf won't help for the father's taina. But over here we have a case where she's in a sewer. And what's it called? And her, why doesn't her cheskes haguf help? If there is such a chazaka. The Gemara answers, no such chazaka. It's not talking about a mum that could have possibly been after. It can be only be before. She has an extra finger. She didn't grow a finger. She was born with an extra finger. So what is the shaila? Not a chazaka. There's no cheskes haguf over here. Here the only chazaka is that he saw, he knew about it, and he's mifayis. Can they get that? There's another chazaka that ain't on shows what's it called? Ain't on a mifayis b'mumim. So those two cancel out. Memela, the father has to bring the raya. Shall I avo have raya? For pishin nichnas l'rishus abal. The kasha is l'chari, even though she's in the rishus abal, and therefore the ksuba would go to her. Still, the father has to bring a raya, and we don't say the cheskes haguf wins out. Monali biyadchahu, the name Muhammad gufal cheskaso biyaseiros etz biyaseiros. It's talking about a mom where there is no cheskas aguf. We know for sure she was born with it. The lekalameimer laachar eros and nolad. You can't say she grew a finger after eros. So therefore, we're not talking about a cheskas aguf. We're talking about different chazakas. Chazaka that he knew about it. Chazaka that even if he knew about it, he's not mafayis. Those chazakas lamaisa cancel each other out. Okay. Let's learn a little bit more, and then Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamachlif Parah B'Chamor. Right, Reuven has a Parah and Shimon has a Chamor. And the Baal HaChamor wants to be Koneh the Parah, so he's Moshech the Parah, and with the Meshich of the Parah is Chalipin, the Baal HaParah automatically owns the Chamor. Okay. So Umoshech Baal HaChamor is a para. The Baal HaChamor, Shimon, was Moshech Reuven's para to be koneh. At that moment, he's koneh. Reuven is koneh the Chamor. Velo hishpik Baal HaParah limshoch es HaChamor, and the Baal HaParah didn't have a chance. The Chamor wasn't there. When Shimon is Moshech Reuven's para, right? He automatically Reuven is koneh. Shimon's chamor, okay, but the chamor isn't there. And then Reuven went to pick up his chamor, and it was dead. Right, ad shemes chamor. So al bala chamor lohavi raya. So the bala chamor has to bring a raya. Shohaya chamor ukayim b'shas meshichas para. He has to bring a raya that chamor was alive when the meshicha was made on the para. Because if it was dead, then there's no chalipin. Right, it wasn't mechavin to buy a dead chamor, so then the whole kinyan is bottled, and Reuven doesn't own Shimon doesn't own the para, he has to give it back, and Reuven doesn't own the chamor because it was dead. Right, so who has to bring the raya whether the chamor was alive at the time of the Mashiach or not? If it was alive, so as soon as Shimon was Moshech the para, Reuven owned the chamor, and now his chamor died. Tough luck. But if at the time that the para was nimshach by Shimon, the chamor was already dead, then nothing took its place, and he has to give back the para. Right. So who has to bring the raya? Baal HaChamor has to bring a raya that his chamor was alive when he made the meshicha on the para. Okay. The Tanatuna Kala, and it's similar to the case of Kala. Okay. Rashi, Moshe Bala Chamor is a para, but Hachamor Hayu Beis Baila. The Chamor was in the house of Shimon when he was Moshech the para of Reuven. Okay, and at that moment, supposedly the Chamor of Shimon belongs now to Reuven. The Tnabe Kedushin Kol Anasa Domim Ba'Acher Kivin Shezocha Zeh Shemoshech Echad Mehem Nischayev Chaveru Ba'Onsin Chalipin B'Chol Mokum Shein. That's Chalipin. As soon as I make a kinyan on this thing, you automatically own the other thing. Ad shemes hachamor, ze omer ad shelo moshachtes, porasi mes chamorcha, v'locha mes. Right? This one says that they died before I made the Mashiach, before you made the Mashiach, and therefore your chamor died, and it was dead when we made the kinyan, so there's no kinyan over here. V'ze omer mishamachti mes, v'kvar koni v'locha. The other one said, no, it was alive when I made the kinyan, and therefore you owned it, and your chamor died. Tough luck. The Tana Tuni Kala, Tana de Masnish, and the Ari Bemume Kala Mesayeli. And the Raya, that it's the Baal Chamor that has to bring the proof, right? We have a Raya from our Mishnah from the case with Mumim by the Kala. So Mura says, Hi Kala, Hi Milsa Masnish, and Mesayosa. Right? Which case of Kala is it? And that's what we're going to go on and learn on Sunday, Mitzvah.